Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Call into us today for your flu and COVID vaccines at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
The Irish Cancer Society says that some cancer patients are forced to pay up to €300 a month in car parking fees, and the Irish Cancer Society is calling for the abolition of these charges. In their pre-budget submission, they're also seeking extra funding of €20 million. This is to secure better survival rates, they say, and quality of life for people with cancer. And joining me now to tell me about it is CEO of the Irish Cancer Society, Avril Power. Good morning to you.
Morning, Claire.
So there were promises to address this back in 2018. There was a commitment to address the parking charges in the 2020 programme for government, people might remember. But here we are in 2023 and people are still paying up to €300 a month.
We are, Claire, and people are really struggling, particularly in the current cost of living crisis, to be able to cope with that. The physical and emotional impact of cancer is bad enough, but the financial toll is immense, particularly right now. When you have cancer as an adult, that usually means being off work for a period, often means a partner or a family member also having to take time off to look after you. And of course, if a child has cancer, both parents often see a big drop in income. So having that drop in income and at the same time being hit with a raft of extra charges, including parking charges, is just crippling people in the current environment. And we're saying, you know, enough is enough. This has been promised for years at this stage, and it's really about time that government delivered and eased the burden for people affected by cancer.
Not every hospital charges for people who have to have cancer treatment or charges the full rate.
They don't. So look, we did a survey recently across 27 different hospitals around the country. 12 of the 27 offer free parking for cancer patients. So that would include, for example, St Luke's in Rockgar and Kilkenny, University Hospital Limerick. 5 hospitals have concessions, including Sligo, General, Vincent's, St James's in Dublin. But 10 of the 27 hospitals have no specific concessions for cancer patients. Mm-hmm. And that means people having to pay the likes of, for example, in the matter, €3.20 an hour or €15 a day, which if you're travelling frequently or as a patient for chemotherapy or for other cancer treatments, or a loved one visiting someone who could be in hospital for months, sometimes recovering from surgery, then that cost really adds up.
And then there are other costs as well. So you've got the additional expense of prescription charges. And I know they have been decreased in previous budgets, but you want them to be abolished altogether. Is that right?
Yeah, so we want to see all cancer patients should have automatic access, we would argue, to a medical card, and that needs to be made easier. Most people will eventually get it, but often after kind of a grueling process, which they just don't have the energy to deal with when they're sick. But there are also medications that aren't covered on the medical card, and equipment, and for example, things like wigs for patients who lose their hair due to chemotherapy, prosthesis, if you have a limb removed and you need to get a prosthetic. Having to heat the house all day at the minute is obviously really expensive when you're at home sick all day. So just so many different charges, Claire, that are really putting people under enormous pressure.
And then if you're self-employed and you get cancer, you're in really big trouble financially because you get very limited support, if any.
Yeah, absolutely. And that causes enormous pressure for people who are self-employed and find themselves who've worked really hard, perhaps invested all of their savings in setting up a small business. And then when they get sick, that there's little to no support there for them. The Irish Cancer Society is doing everything that we can to help. So, for example, on the transport issue, we've expanded our free hospital transport service by 30% this year. I'm doing over 6,000 free journeys to and from hospitals. But it's not possible for us to reach everyone. So that's why we really need government to follow through on their commitments and abolish the parking charges.
And then earlier this year, I know the Irish Cancer Society called for new legislation to allow women to defer maternity leave if they're being treated and recovering from cancer. Nothing has happened on that, has it? So you're renewing those calls now?
Yeah, we really are. We had hoped, Claire, we highlighted this last year, and a number of women shared their personal stories, really upsetting situations of being diagnosed with cancer either while pregnant or just after having a baby, and not being able to preserve their maternity leave so that when they're well enough, they could have that bonding time with their baby. We hoped when we highlighted it that it was just an anomaly, because actually men who were diagnosed with cancer on paternity leave can defer. So we hope this is just an anomaly and government would address it, but that's about 18 months ago at this stage. And we think it's just a cruel. It only, you know, affects a relatively small number of women. Should be relatively easy to fix. But not doing so is just incredibly cruel. I think cancer at any time is awful, but cancer with a newborn and being separated from them because of treatment and then not being able to get that time back later when you're well enough is just inexcusable.
And you're also asking for this extra $20 million a year in extra funding for cancer services. You'll be well aware that all the talk is about the overspend in the health area of $1.2 billion and how that's not only affecting health spending and what they'll be allocated next year, but other departments too. So it's not a great time to be looking for the extra $20 million.
Well, look, we can argue and others might about whether it was overspending or under budgeting. That's another story. But from a cancer point of view, it's not a good time to be not investing in cancer. We know that our cancer services are already creaking. And yet we know that the number of people getting cancer is expected to double in the next 20 years. So if we don't invest now, our cancer outcomes will go backwards. We already have an 11% higher death rate from cancer than the EU average. So if we don't invest now in cancer prevention, detection, treatment, then actually we're going to see, unfortunately, cancer outcomes going backwards in Ireland. And that's just something that would be horrific, obviously, for individuals being diagnosed later with harder to treat cancers, but also for the state. It's far more expensive if the cancer is picked up later than it could be if our government invested in things like what the UK has announced in relation to 160 diagnostic hubs to pick up cancer earlier. If we invest in things like that, they'll save so much more money in the long run.
Avril, thank you very much. Avril Power there, CEO of the Irish Cancer Society. Back after this quick break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.